As part of Women's History Month, Alaska Public Media brings you the voices of influential Alaskan women who have helped shape and define the cultural, political, and social discourse in Alaska. 15 women were recently inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame at a ceremony in Anchorage. Former Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer was inducted herself in 2009. She was on hand to introduce one of this year's inductees, the late architect Daphne Brown.
Arriving in Anchorage in 1975, Brown worked for CCC Architects under the tutelage of Ed Crittenden. In 1987, she went to work with Cumin Associates. The 35 years that she worked there included significant service to her profession and community at a national, state, and local level. She served on various professional boards and commissions, including multiple terms as the chair of the Municipality of Anchorage's Planning and Zoning Commission. Her public service reflected her deep commitment to viewing public planning not just from the perspective of an architect, but as an active and involved citizen of the community. This public service commitment started early in her career at CCC and was reflected in some of her most significant projects throughout the state. It culminated in the Anchorage Museum's expansion project, where she led the design and construction team as the project manager for Cumin Associates. Catherine Steele will be receiving the honor for Daphne Elizabeth Brown.
Okay, I had to have my dad come too. But in accepting this honor on my mother's behalf, I would like you all to know how thankful she would be and tickled for the recognition of her hard work and many years of devotion to the community. My mother moved to Alaska in the mid-70s. She saw Alaska as a blank canvas that would allow her to make her mark on a community in a way of functionality, a way of beautification, and a way to blaze a path for women in a field of mostly men. She had a unique character. She was quiet yet charismatic, smart and caring, headstrong and direct. Her determination and dedication to her community, along with her skill set, allowed her to develop and shape the city we live in today. It is with sadness that she is not here today, but her mark has been left as a citizen and an architect, and through the influences of many young architects that she has mentored throughout her career. In closing, although a bit formal and wordy, but said with my mother's intent and focus, she believed that the integration of cultural aspects such as art, music, and literature of our society into the political, educational, economic, and governmental systems creates a better environment and quality of life for all.
Very nice. I just wanted to say a couple of specific things. Catherine, I want to give our gratitude and thanks to the women and the organizations working to maintain the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. We also want to give special thanks to Catherine Call and Angie Barr for their efforts in advancing Daphne's nomination, and specifically Angie and Chip, Daphne's business partners, their consistent supporters of Daphne's professional and community efforts. It really meant a lot to her. And as well, friends that Daphne, Catherine, and I have known through the years and mean so much to us and our love for Alaska. The recognition by the Alaska Women Hall of Fame means much to us, and Daphne would almost be speechless if she were here with us today. Thank you.
That was Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee Daphne Brown's husband Jonathan and daughter Catherine accepting Daphne's award. More profiles are at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.